Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sanders on first down, deflected. Chicago's got the football right back. Takeaway number 28 on the year for the NFL's best.
Yeah, and just keep your eye on him, right? And this is one of the things you're doing. You change it up a little bit. Shador never sees him. It's that slant route, and sometimes you've got a guy that you've got that chemistry with, and you keep going to him a little bit too much. Great job by DeMarco Jackson right there. Getting in that lane and not only making the deflection, but securing the interception. And again, this Bears team, it's been very impressive to watch them with the takeaways and the interceptions.
With that pick, the Grinch's heart grew three sizes. From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws, and it's DJ Moore, his second of the day. Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play. Because this is such a no, I can't believe you. Yes. You talk about having confidence in your players. And again, the location. Look at the defenders from the Browns. Grant Delpit, Tyson Campbell, they're right there to make a play on the football. And he gets it right into the hands of DJ Moore.
Extra point is good. And it's 21-3, Chicago. Hand off Swift. Got a block, cuts it back. Swift struggling. Inside the five. The high kick into the end zone for the touchdown. 17 tough yards to put six more on the board for DeAndre Swift. His second rushing touchdown of the day. And it's 27-3, Chicago. Third Bears head coach to reach 10 wins in his first season. Ben Johnson's designs are on more, but a 31-3 win for the Chicago Bears today.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, it's Anthony Herron, former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye, football analyst for 670 The Score, Fox Sports, Sirius XM, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports. Anthony Herron on 670 The Score.
City! For the better part of the next hour and a half, I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. It's the post show on The Score. And what a post it is. Chicago Bears take down the Cleveland Browns 31-3. Ben Johnson told us this would be a football team playing their best in the month of December. And even though within this month, Bears record might be 1-1. But I got to say, when you look at how things have gone over these last couple of contests here, yes, it was a loss at the hands of the Green Bay Packers, but the response in the second half that I talked to you about throughout the week, one of the best halves of football that the Bears played in controlling the action and outplaying the Packers for much of the second half of that game until that decisive interception at the end. But the Packers, one of the best teams in football, played well in that game, played well even in that second half, but the Bears were able to outplay them, forge their way back into the game, but come up narrowly short. I was extremely curious about today's game. What would this squad look like? How would this team respond to me this game? And I talked about it this morning on Bears Game Day Live over on Fox 32. Lou Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, Tina Wynn were out there. And when Lou asked me about this particular game and the concerns for the quote-unquote trap game that could be there for the Bears, I said, going back to that game against the Saints, yes, it was a game that the Bears won over New Orleans, but that was a game to me that tested the maturity of the Bears. Because they came out with a win and got their record to 4-2 on the season, and it felt like, all right, they might be building something here. It's an opportunity for the Bears to start to roll if they could continue forward from that point. But it wasn't a game that they played that well, certainly not offensively, against the Saints. And that middle eight, both the defense and the offense in that game against New Orleans, let the Bears down in that game and gave the Saints life that shouldn't have been there throughout much of the second half of that game. It's one of the worst games that Caleb Williams played. Now, you know, some disagreement about the follow-up game, the rebuttal game, if you will, against Baltimore in the loss to the Ravens. I did think Caleb responded well just for where he was at that point in his development. But the game against New Orleans, one of the worst games that Caleb's played this season, because there was a level of immaturity, not only for Caleb, but from his teammates as well. Penalties, getting themselves set back behind the chains. And as the game looked like, there's an opportunity to seize some control, giving up explosive plays and offense sputtering. There were some elements of that in the game today. But then there's that fine line. There's a difference between just life in the NFL, where you do have the best athletes in the world, the best football players and teams on the planet who are doing battle. So the opponent will make plays on occasion. That's just going to happen. And it's legitimate. The life that Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback had been breathing into the Browns offense in recent weeks. And part of it, just his willingness to attempt the big play, to go for the strike pass. So the Browns had some moments in the game today where it looked like they could truly make this a contest. Maybe they could put this game into the fourth quarter. But when the Bears offense did briefly sputter in that middle eight, which has eluded them a little bit during the season here, it was a bit lifeless, I thought, the Bears offense as it came out of the locker room at the half. But you had all phases working really well together. The return game, Devin Duvernay, punt return and kick return, continued to give the Bears exceptional field position. And certainly got to credit the blocking that's there in those phases of the game as well, the scheming by Richard Hightower to put them in those positions. And the Bears run game, yet again, dominant, over 140 rushing yards on the ground. And it wasn't because Caleb was running all over the place. Kyle Manungai and DeAndre Swift, they seem to sort of be trading off week in and week out. I mean, they both run hard. They both are efficient. They both are productive on a weekly basis. But it's almost like one week to the next, here's the guy who's maybe going to be a little more of the featured back. Here's the guy who's maybe a little more of the energy giver. Where last week against Green Bay, it was Kyle Manungai. Today, it was DeAndre Swift showing some burst, some acceleration, both in tight spaces and in the open field. But what I believe Bears fans should be as encouraged by as anything is that coming off of that second half against the Green Bay Packers last week, where Caleb threw the ball really well, through it in rhythm, on time, with accuracy over and over again. Really felt like the full game today. And I'm not here to tell you it was a perfect game. Yes, there are going to be moments that Caleb would love to have back, and his head coach, Ben Johnson, I'm sure, would like to have back. But overall, just in quarterbacking this game, one of the more complete start-to-finish efforts that Caleb Williams has had this season. And it's not a game where he completed 90% of his passes and threw for 400 yards. It's a game where the wind chill was below zero. It's a game where he's got his playmakers dropping like flies from the pregame to in-game. So his pass catchers weren't at their best throughout. It's also a game where you have folks slipping down, sliding, dropping passes here and there. So the numbers could have been better, but every quarterback suffers through that. But as far as just evaluating the way Caleb looked in the pocket and outside the pocket, the control that he played with, and one of the things that's really become more consistent in recent weeks, the comfort he's throwing the football with. And to me, where that shows up is that he's now picking his spots to throw the football with kind of full velocity. Some of the moments that Caleb Williams has had where he's just really reared back and thrown the football with all kinds of RPMs, where you can almost see a smoke stream behind the ball as he's cutting it loose. Yes, it's been accurate at times when he's done that, but it can prove to be a difficult ball to catch. And today, especially when you factor in the elements where the football is at 0 degrees and whatever, 15, 17, 20 below wind chill, whatever the lowest ended up being in the game, Caleb took RPMs off the football, still threw it, probably with even more accuracy with that in mind, and over again threw some runner's balls, made the ball catchable. And that, to me, showed a level of comfort that went beyond many of the games that we've seen Caleb play this season. And especially in the first half, it could have been a game where I think at halftime Caleb had thrown for like 160 yards or something like that. But it could have been a first half even beyond that, if not for kind of a few near misses and, you know, a few snaps here or there that were a bit disjointed between Caleb and his pass catchers. But to me, this is a game where the Bears as a whole took the field feeling confident that they were the better football team, but it didn't put them in a trap game position. They took the field today recognizing they were better than their opponent, that they could overmatch the Cleveland Browns, and they took the field smelling blood in the water. That, to me, is an exceptional sign for this football team, because they haven't been in this position before. They haven't taken the field with an opportunity to continue to be in the playoff hunt and be, and I don't know what the betting line was going into the game. That's you know, y'all kind of know by this point, that's not necessarily the space I operate in a whole lot. I'm going to assume going in, the Bears were a heavy favorite going into the game today, coming back home. Cleveland's a 3-win squad. Bears have been rolling a lot this season. But so many of the Bears' games, even against teams that the thought is going in, they should beat, the games came down to the fourth quarter and late game dramatics and a play being made by the defense or the special teams or the run game or the passing attack, where you kind of, you know, snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. This is a version of the Bears, both tangibly with the way they controlled the line of scrimmage on the O-line and the way they ran the rock, the way their quarterback, like I'm describing, Caleb Williams, had full command of the game, even in some of the blitz scenarios where he's hitting, you know, Colston Loveland for some quick outs under blitz pressure and recognizing things pre-snap. But then this defense as well. Still a defense that's not at full strength. Tremaine Edmonds on the sidelines. Jalen Johnson not looking like the full version of Jalen Johnson. Not going to see Kyler Gordon again during the regular season. It's not the full array of weaponry that the Bears defense could have. And it's still guys like TJ Edwards look decidedly better today than he did last week against Green Bay. Seeing growth there. Of course, Jalen Johnson coming up with the big takeaway. That was fun to watch that play out after he'd gotten beat for a deep ball on the previous snap by Isaiah Bond. This is a team that is not only decidedly better now than they were a couple of months ago, but there is still meat on the bone. There is still ground to cover. There will still be film that they'll put on the next time they have a team formation when they go and revisit this Cleveland game. And they're probably not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because it's a short week with the Green Bay Packers coming to Soldier Field. But in whatever way they review this Browns film, there'll still be elements of improvement available. There still were some ill-advised penalties, some self-inflicted wounds. There still were some pass plays they'd like back. There still were some run plays where you get, you know, what looked like a missed assignment between, you know, Ozzie Trapillo or, you know, a puller on a crack toss, so you're not completely sure who's got who and you get some penetration into the backfield from Cleveland. Those moments did come up. So it was just imperfect enough for Ben Johnson to stay on the guy's case, for this offensive and defensive staff to say, here's where we correct, because what we did there isn't going to get it done with the Packers coming to town in a few days. So you love having those opportunities to teach based off of the film, just from a coaching perspective. But when you can have that and say that we still beat a team in the National Football League by 28 points and have now gotten to double-digit wins on the season, 10-4 record, all those things are elements that players in this Bears locker room, the majority of them, have not experienced the position they're in right now. And I was really impressed, and I think a lot of you listening should really be encouraged by the fact that the Bears didn't have to eke this game out against the Cleveland Browns. There were so many signs of growth, but yet and still it was imperfect. And that's a dangerous combination in the National Football League. And Caleb isn't there yet, but man, yeah, the combination of multiple elements of his arsenal on display. One of the most controlled and composed games that he's played, but then there were a few moments where he pulled the Superman cape out, where he did the special, colored outside the lines, went beyond the X's and O's, like that 22-yard touchdown strike that he threw to DJ Moore in traffic. There were a couple of those moments, and that balance for Caleb to do that, a couple of moments where he extended the play, ran for a first down, a couple of moments where he's near the sideline, kind of throwing back across his body. Ill-advised for most humans, but there are those times where Caleb is not operating like a mere mortal at quarterback. And it's really cool to watch a young football player with some of those perfect imperfections still show up, Andre 3000 style. But to know that he's capable of that, but not force the issue. When you got Myles Garrett on the other side of the field, this combination, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, the offensive line, the confidence of this football team that seems to grow on a weekly basis. The amount of danger the Bears can potentially pose to the rest of the NFC. I'm starting to grow more hopeful of what that could be this season. I don't know. I'm going to try to keep myself contained and composed a bit, but there's a lot about this game, both tangibly and intangibly, the focus they took the field with, that I was really thoroughly impressed by what the Chicago Bears put on film today. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. I'm trying not to get out over my skis on this thing, but yes, the Browns are bad, but the Bears played a number of bad teams earlier in the season and just had that narrow margin of victory. And we had a lot of the discussions of, are the Bears bad? And they're just kind of not, you know, putting themselves in this position where this can't be sustained. This is playing out eerily similar to how Ben Johnson told us this was going to play out way back early in the season. And things don't normally go as well as they're going right now. So I'm trying to still be a little pensive with my anticipation here, but Bears got something cooking, man, and it's got them to 10-4. We'd love to hear from you at 312 844-67-67. I see several of you on the phone lines right now. Matter of fact, before I take my first timeout, let me go ahead and get a caller in before we get to this first break and get this discussion rolling, because I know a lot of you will have a lot to say about what we just saw from the Chicago Bears.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Post show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Tonight, the Bulls host the Pelicans at the United Center. Pre-game coverage is coming up at 5:45. Tip-off at 6 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment. Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. And you can tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mully and Haw at 5:30 right here on The Score. You can hear me tomorrow on the midday show. I'll be on with Raheemi Harrison-Grody at 11 a.m. talking about what we saw in the Bears game today. I'll actually be filling in on the afternoon show throughout the week as well. Speak's taking a little bit of time off. So I'll be with Loho Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Looking forward to that as well. Also looking forward to a couple of the calls we have on the line here at 312-644-6767. Let's try this again, Dave out in Slinger, Wisconsin. What's happening, Dave? You're on the Post Show.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
How are you? Oh, yes. I'm very happy about this win, and I'm glad we came on top winning. Now against Green Bay, there's only the key to winning that game is you got to contain Jordan Love and Watson and Jacobs. Those are the guys that killed us last week, and Jordan Love, as you know, stole the game from us. We got to contain him. So what will it take for us to, if we're going to ever beat Green Bay? Am I saying it right? The keys to beat Green Bay?
I think you're saying it mostly right, Dave, and I appreciate you making the call. Containing Jordan Love is certainly part of it. Not making life so easy on Jordan Love at times with some of these strike plays. And you know, we saw even today, Cleveland, after seeing the film from the Green Bay game, they did what they could to try and scheme up some opportunities one-on-one as the Bears went into some man coverage. And, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson or C.D. Deuce, C.D. Gardner-Johnson, whichever one you want to go with here, he is the nickel. Kyler Gordon's out for the remainder of the regular season. C.D. Deuce is going to be the guy playing that nickel position, that slot defender. When you're man on in this sport, yes, yeah, so there's times where speedy receivers are going to get across your face. Against Green Bay, you got to see how frequently you can limit that opportunity, and especially as well as Christian Watson has started to play here. But like I talked to you about leading into that Packers game and coming out of it, Green Bay's got a wide variety of weapons. So, you know, it ends up being a question of who's got the marker last, who's the one with the last opportunity on the grease board when they're scheming those opportunities up. Chicago, Dennis Allen, they got to make sure that they're going to be on top of things schematically as well. And you certainly would hope that Jalen Johnson, who even on the interception against Jerry Jeudy, you know, he did get beat off the line of scrimmage on a double move, but he recovered nicely and it wasn't a clean grab in those weather conditions. So it was great to see Jalen get that interception. First pick of the season, still limited action on the year. Don't know physically after the surgery, you know, if it's going to take, it will likely take a full off season for him to physically get back to full strength. But you hope if you get to each individual week and he's not aggravating it, that maybe Jalen Johnson can find himself in a position where his game does continue to uptick each week. And it certainly seemed to today. He was at least moving with more suddenness, I would say more confidence perhaps, but staying in phase with the wide receiver, especially when they're trying to go with some of these double moves. It's hard regardless, but especially if you're not completely yourself physically. So I would say be hopeful Jalen Johnson will continue to look more and more like his all-pro caliber self. And then across the secondary to see, you know, some of those players, some of the playmakers, like the interception that C.D. Deuce had where, you know, he was a flat defender and then he was, you know, in a sink position. And, you know, I previewed it at that with my key matchup of the game was Harold Fannin Jr. And I did it against Kevin Byard, but really the Bears secondary as a whole, knowing that Harold Fannin was the key playmaker within the passing attack for the Browns. And the Bears were really effective in how they were able to limit Harold Fannin. And I'll say this, you know, specific to Harold Fannin, but just the Browns offense as a whole, the Bears were just imposing their will on that squad. They were really frequently getting hands on Harold Fannin when he was trying to get off the line of scrimmage. When he was, you know, able to get a free release, every opportunity they had to get a lick on him, to get a shot on him, they were doing that. And they really seemed to be trying to chirp in his ear pretty frequently too. It seemed apparent to me pretty early in the game, Harold Fannin looked uncomfortable. Shedeur Sanders wasn't throwing the ball with the same urgency, the same gusto that he had in the last couple of weeks here either. So I think the Bears went about the business of saying, we're willing and able to bully you if you are prepared to be bullied. And the Cleveland Browns got to a point in that game where they showed they were willing to be bullied. And the Bears were doing it, but then doing it in a way that didn't draw a bunch of penalty flags. They weren't, you know, smacking guys in the face late. Didn't see Luther Burden doing anything foolish like he did against Green Bay that he kind of got away with. It was a mature degree of bullying. And I love seeing that. I love to see that the Bears can be a mature bully. You know, like they've got experience pushing folks around because they do at this point in the season. They have imposed their will on opponent after opponent this season, both offensively, and we're seeing the defense turning that imposing nature up more and more on a weekly basis. And the Bears D-line against the worst offensive line they've seen in months. So that was my hope. I talked about it this morning on Bears Game Day Live. Can the Bears D-line win that matchup decisively against a battered and bruised Browns offensive line? They certainly did that in the game today. 312-644-6767 is the phone line. David is out in Bloomington wanting to talk about what's happening with these Bears. Let's get David on the line. What's up, David? Oh, David, out of the party. Okay. What's up, David? You still there? Okay, all right. David's out at the club. All right, no, all good. All good, Tyler. Appreciate you, man. 312-644-6767. I'm not mad at you, David. Keep the party going. The Bears are 10-4. That is certainly celebration worthy. We are about celebrating the opportunities that are there because there is not a team in the NFC North that has as many wins as your Chicago Bears do right at this moment. Green Bay Packers sitting at 9-3 right now in a nail biter in the second half against the Denver Broncos. So we'll see how that plays out. But we could be in a position by the end of the evening where the Bears have possibly vaulted back into first place in this division. The postgame locker room was a celebratory one for the Bears, and in a couple of different ways than what we're accustomed to hearing. We know DJ Moore to be a somewhat mild-mannered individual. He's the Bears nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year in the National Football League, and Ben Johnson, always fiery in the post-game victory locker room. The locker room as a whole, always celebratory after a dub, as they should be. But if you haven't heard yet, everything beyond the good, better, best, and especially hearing from one of the Bears' most exceptional playmakers after that effort in the game today, and especially that very special moment that he had on that 22-yard touchdown grab, DJ Moore's second tug of the game today from Caleb Williams, you saw a degree of excitement and exuberance from DJ Moore in a season where the statistics for him individually haven't been there. But one of the things that is there for DJ Moore this season at a level that it's never been in his National Football League career is team success. And he was really so passionate about it afterwards. Let's take him, Tyler. Tyler Farngirl on the ones and twos for me today. Let's take them into that post-game locker room.
Hell yeah! Going back, guys, taking care of business. How about that bear weather, huh?
Woo!
Get you some. Right? Right? No, we
don't.
Right? Now, you guys pretty fast get back in the locker room after that game, though. All right? Great job, man. There's a number of performances that stood out in that game. Defense, multiple sacks across the board. Offense, 31 points. Special teams. Field position, all right? I got two game balls that I'm going to give out here today, all right? First one is this, all right? Going into the third quarter, took us just a second to get going, all right? But I'm telling you, once this play happened, it really ignited the rest of the way, okay? D-jack that interception. D-jack! D-jack! D-jack!
We came out here and executed. But I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I still got a bad taste in my mouth from last week, bro. Come on, bro. Hey, we gotta get our get back versus these boys coming up next week, huh?
All right, and then on offense here, 4 catches, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns. DJ Moore!
I think I said I ain't fall off, man. I've been appreciating y'all. First time, 10 wins.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's fun as hell. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Defense, we still gonna kick y'all this week. So. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go. All right, D-Jack, you already hit it, man. You already hit it. Shorter week this week, okay? Shorter week this week. With that being said now, that's 10, gentlemen. That's 10. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
You're going to get better.
You're going to get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on 3. 1, 2, 3. Bears!
There you have it. That was Ben Johnson giving out the game balls. And, got to respect the fact that the Bears, this roster looks so much better right now when they're a deep and talented coaching staff that's just getting this thing done at a high level. So, yes, flowers are more than deserved for Ryan Poles, for the compilation of talent that's available here, and a guy like DeMarco Jackson to be second to T.J. Edwards in tackles today. And it was a varied offense that the Browns threw at them out there today. But But DeMarco Jackson, with that first takeaway, with that interception, and he's a guy who steps in, has stepped into this lineup, an expanded role. Noah Sewell is back and available and healthy, but Noah Sewell playing special teams right now for the Bears and doing so well. But DeMarco Jackson has been able to claim, while Tremaine Edmonds has been out of the lineup, he's been able to claim that starting linebacker role and filled in well, just as Noah Sewell did. But to be in that position where you have all these different starters going out and you can still have players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Playing at a high level, it's really impressive. And, you know, what was there for the way this roster looked under Matt Eberflus, I don't believe that should continue to overshadow what the roster, what the depth of this football team looks like now that you have quality coaching in place. So, yes, Ben Johnson deserves abundant credit for it. But I guarantee you, if there wasn't at least above average talent available for Ben Johnson to work with, then the team success would not look like this. Would it be a better version of the Bears with Ben Johnson coaching it than with Matt Eberflus coaching it? No doubt. But there are players here. There are talented players here that have been acquired and that are being placed in positions for continued success and sustained success. It is that combination of the two, just like any other successful franchise in the sport. You need talent available. You need coaches in place to coach them up and get the best out of them. And you are seeing that combination with the Bears at a level that we haven't seen in years. And they all deserve it. At least both ends of that, the talent acquisition end and the coaching end, deserve a bunch of credit for the player end coming through in the way that these Bears and the depth of these Bears continue to come through. I mean, no Roma Dunze from pregame warmups, and Luther Burton goes down in game. Cole Kmet lost for a little time and coming back in. not everybody in the league is pulling that off when you lose key players at those key positions. A lot of credit to the well-rounded aspect of it, but also to Caleb Williams as a quarterback for keeping all these things tied together with their offense. Let's sneak one more caller in here before I have to get out of the way. Mike is out in Lake Zurich on the Post Show. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Just got back from the game. What a tremendous effort to really impose your will on a bad team. I know against New York, we had that big comeback win. Another team you should have really beat badly. And, man, am I excited. Next week against the Green Bay Packers, I went to UW-Lacrosse. Spent 4 years with Packers fans watching them beat us up. So it's going to be exciting watching us put the hammer down on them, hopefully.
I appreciate you, Mike. Yeah, man. Soldier Field is going to be absolutely electric on Saturday night. You don't have to wait as long for it, Bears fans. Green Bay is coming to Soldier Field on Saturday night. It's going to be a nationally televised game on Fox. They were waiting to see. They didn't want to say the kickoff time right off the bat because the eyes of the NFL world were hoping to be on this game. The Bears immediately began talking about it afterwards. And yes, we will break down and react to this game, this dominant victory over the Cleveland Browns, on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday tomorrow. It's going to start, actually, in just a few hours. Presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, Judson Richards will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mullion Hall at 5:30 right here on The Score. But on this short week with the Packers coming to town, there's going to be a lot to discuss. Will the Bears be in first place? Will they be in second place in the NFC North? Whatever place they're in, first place in the division will be on the line when the Packers show up. But tonight, the Bulls host the Pelicans at the UC. Pre-game coverage is coming up right now. Tip-off at 6 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. Next time you'll hear me on The Score will be tomorrow at 11 on with Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Thanks to my guy Tyler Farengel for pulling this all together for the short 40-plus minute version that we had with you of the Post Show. Appreciations and salutations to all of you for listening in to the all-powerful Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.